newly minted administrator for the village of Rantoul. Rick, how are you? Just move that microphone around there. There you are, sir.
Great. Good morning, everyone, and congratulations on your brand new plush surroundings here.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Thank you. Sorry you were locked out of them, but glad you could find us. All right. A couple weeks ago, a 40-minute executive session up in Rantoul. The board approved Mayor Chuck Smith's selection for you as the job. Tell us about the process and how long ago you decided this is a position you wanted to pursue.
Well, obviously, with some of the changes going on in county government, which were not anticipated when I first came to Champaign County, decided that we needed to make a change. My partner and I have been living apart for the last year and a half, and so that's been getting old. And we want to have everybody move to Champaign County, and we'd like to stay in Champaign County. So started looking for other positions, and Urbana was one I thought would may have opened before I made this decision, but Rantoul came, and I think it's a great opportunity, and I'm thrilled to have been selected.
You mentioned some changes. So you were hired as the Champaign County Administrator 18 months. Has it been about 18 months?
Yeah, it was April of 2016.
Okay. And you've been doing your duties as assigned. At what point did you realize, well, wait a minute, if we're going to elect a county executive, this job is probably going to change?
Well, we started talking about this. Obviously, the campaign began in, I think, June or so. And so as we looked at the duties under the county's code, many of the responsibilities of the administrator as well as the county board chair get merged into the county executive position. So I think that at the point I was very concerned that it might mean a change for me personally.
Do you think the county executive will keep a county administrator?
I really don't know. I know that both of the candidates have expressed support for county administrator position, but given the budget issues with the county, I'm not sure that that will be feasible.
So part of this was the uncertainty of the situation, wasn't it?
Absolutely. I'm sure people have seen what's been discussed at county board. There's a lot of issues that the state's attorney's office has raised. They've been doing research for the chairman to look at how this will be implemented. They also did a trip up to Will County, which is the only other county in Illinois that has the executive form of government, to get some guidance. And there's still a lot of decisions to be made about what will happen. And it's a long way till the election next year. My contract ends in December of 2018 with the county, so doesn't leave me a lot of security if you know, who knows what will happen with the new board at that point.
December 1st, you start your new position.
Yes.
Which means that now Pius Weibel, Champaign County Board Chair, is taxed with getting an interim. Is that what they're going to go for the next year, an interim position for somebody to do your duties?
I'm not sure exactly what they'll be doing. I know they've looked at potential candidates for an interim position. He may decide that he asked the board for ability to direct staff in the interim as well. So I'm not sure which direction they'll go, but they'll be discussing that tomorrow night's Committee of the Whole meeting.
So now you've got to be in negotiations then, if your contract's through December, for both sides to be happy with an amount to let you go, to let you out of your contract.
Well, we've made arrangements. My contract calls for 60 days notice. It'll be a little bit less than that in the end, but December is generally a pretty quiet month at the county, so I'm not too concerned about that. I think we'll get busy again in January.
So what's going to happen in Rantoul? What are you looking forward to up there?
Well, I think there's a lot of opportunities there. The town has got a number of initiatives moving forward to improve quality of life there. Rantoul Tomorrow program is the centerpiece of that, to improve the quality of schools. Their goal, I believe, is to make it the premier school district in Northern Champaign County within 5 years. So I think that will definitely lead to people being interested in moving to Rantoul.
Do you think, I mean, you're not there yet, but do you think the kind of duties that you'll be doing are going to be similar as county administrator and now administrator of Rantoul, or completely apples and oranges?
I think apples and oranges is probably more correct. County government's very different from municipal government. You have elected department heads is a major difference from a city government, say. Just the way it all works. And of course, county government itself is much more involved. There's a lot more moving parts to it than a village.
I don't know if you'll answer this, but what do you hope and what do you see will happen personally to the county nursing home?
Well, the nursing home is it's been a part of the Champaign County government almost as long as there's been a Champaign County. It goes back to the pre-Civil War days, I believe. And it's been a very difficult issue for people, a very emotional. It affects county finances tremendously. I think it's the linchpin to county finances, frankly. I think that there's more work to be done to look at options for the home. When the consultant came back in February, he advocated for the home remaining part of the county, but he also suggested that the model had to change. It was not working. We haven't really talked about how the model could change. We've also had an RFP considered. I hope that county board will look at bringing that back and issuing that so that we can take a look and see if there are any feasible options for a private operator to assume control of the home.
Haven't we done this half a dozen times, though, with the nursing home and brought in a different private operator?
Well, I'm thinking about actually concluding some sort of transaction to separate it from the county. We have a new operator in there now, SAK Management of Northfield. They've done a great job. I think they've identified a lot of economies that will help make the home more sustainable. But fact is, we still haven't reached that point yet. We're still losing money each month. And last month was a particularly difficult month. We were about $265,000 short on our revenue.
I mean, so we're at a point now where we're starting to lay off people in other parts of the county just to fund the nursing home, aren't we?
That's right. I mean, the discussion about the budget means that if we want to fund another 12 months of operations of the home, we're looking at laying off somewhere between 20 and 30 persons from the rest of the general fund departments, which is really hard to sustain. The county's never really recovered entirely from the recession. I was looking at the numbers. The 2009 county budget for general fund had about 455 positions. We're at 417 today, so almost 40 people less than where we were 10 years ago. And to now have to try to find another 20 or 30 to cut, I think, is really impossible.
So that is not going to be your responsibility. The new county executive, $117,000 position, that will be theirs to find money and keep sustainability while trying to stay under budget, right? That is basically the goal of the county executive?
Well, I'm hoping to close out this year's budget before I leave. Okay. We have this meeting this week and then also final action next week. But yeah, whoever's going to be elected county executive is going to have some challenges going forward.
How many people do you plan to hire? Do you know, based on your budget, will work for you up in Rantoul?
We have about 122 positions there, I believe. I'm not looking at hiring anyone right now. I know that I think there's a community development position that's open. But other than that, I don't plan on hiring anyone at this point.
So you're going to retain who's there and learn from them and then grow together?
Yeah, I don't like to jump into a situation and just tear up the place. So I think it's going to take a little bit of time for me to get to know the folks there. I've been very impressed with the staff I've met so far, but I want to learn about what's going on, and then we'll figure out what to do going forward. But we will have to work on budget right away. That's the next thing up there.
How's that budget different from what you're seeing with the county?
Well, we actually have money in Rantoul, so
that's a nice plus.
Congratulations. We're very happy that you are staying in the community. So that is a big win for this county.
Well, I'm really excited about staying here in Champaign County. It's the best place to live in Illinois for me. And I still don't. Some people have asked me if I regret moving back from New Mexico, and I don't. I'm very happy to be here. I have family here, and now I can go to Illinois basketball and football games. So I'm really enjoying it.
That's great.
Well, that's good. Rick Snyder, who's going to be in Rantoul here before long. Coming up, what, December 1st?
Yeah, just a couple weeks now.
Boy. All right. Thank you, sir, for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Liz.
Thanks.
All right, we got more coming up on DWS.